Yeah. What's good? You already know what it is. It's be the G Shaw Cypher, where we support anybody out there grinding. And if you grinding, you got to be on the grind live. You got to go through the grind report, grind work enterprises. Why? Because you got to we got to report it. We got to talk about it. We got to let people know that's out there that you are here. So you already know the routine. If you see me, you see dope people. I'm going to repeat myself as I always do. When you see me, you see dope people. So who I got with me? Dope people. Shout out to the homie Restless Mark with me right now. What's good, my G?
What's going on? Thanks for having me, man.
Man, listen, I appreciate you tuning in, and I see y'all people tuning in right now. So here's the rules, people. Here are the rules. If you's here to support the homie Restless Mark, or you just here to support, period, I hope you have the opportunity to hit the comments, so let us know that you're here. If you just here tuning in, definitely greatly appreciate it. This is the homie Restless Mark. Talk to me about the origin of Restless Mark. I mean, I can come up with my own, you know, own thoughts on what that'll be, but why Restless Mark? This is your brand. This is how you're going to be representing yourself in this industry. So talk to me about the background behind your name.
So that's actually funny, because my name was originally Mark Erickson, because my full name, my government name, is Marcus Daniels. You know, Mark Erickson comes from, you know, Mark, shortened from Marcus. And my dad's name is Eric, so I'm Eric's son. So that used to be my name. But over time, you know, I kind of started talking to people. We formed this little collective called Restless Records or whatever. Shout out to my boy Obro, still doing the music thing. And we pretty much just kind of ran with that. Now, see, the Restless thing, it faded with everybody else over the years, but with me, it just stuck with my username. Something about it just really stuck. And I was still going by Mark Erickson at the time, but I think it was 2021, or was it early 2022, when I decided to go by Restless Mark, because I just decided that it rolled off the tongue. Plus, it used to be my gamer tag for Xbox. Mark Erickson, it used to be my gamer tag, and then I changed it to Restless Mark. And then the homies was like, hey, man, I like this gamer tag, because the one before, Mark Erickson.
Yeah, yeah.
Restless Mark just sounds a lot harder. As soon as they said that, I'm like, this is my new name.
No, but you know what? It's dope, because I talk to artists all the time, and me being an artist myself, you know, that's how I came up with Shaw Cypher. You gotta have a name. When people Google you, they'll find you and not somebody else.
Indeed.
Right. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, this is your brand, this is how you're representing yourself. So I like the origin behind it. Talk to me about, you know, where you from, where you grew up at, you know, what is it like in the city that you're from?
So, I mean, I'm from the south side of the 91. For those of y'all that's not from there, that's basically just under Compton. I'm from a town called Carson, California. I did not grow up, you know, in a cutthroat environment or nothing like that. I grew up around a lot of supportive people. I stay in touch with them, you know. Right. Shout out moms, pops, and all them. The homies and stuff. I got a great circle. So I never really had things like, I didn't have to worry about where my next meal was going to come from, you know, where I'm going to lay my head down at night. But I mean, you know, life still comes with its hardships, and, you know, my life definitely has not been without some. It really doesn't matter where you come from in hip hop. It's just how you tell your story and how you articulate yourself. So that's what gave me the confidence, you know, just to not be one of these other people faking like they came out of a cutthroat environment when they from the burbs. You know what I'm saying? I'm very upfront with that. Carson is a pretty cool town. We got obviously, and because, you know, it's LA, but it's a very beautiful town. I do wish that I would see, you know, some little changes here and there, but I love my city. I love where I came from, and I love Los Angeles through and through.
You know, shout out to Carson. Shout out to Los Angeles. You know what I mean? I'm originally from Brooklyn.
West Side.
So I definitely understand, you know what I mean, what it is, what it's like to love your city and things like that. Matter of fact, yo, shout out to a couple people that's tuning in right now. Shout out to Khalid Hall, you know what I'm saying?
My boy Khalid, my boy Saucy, what's good, brother?
You know what I mean? Shout out to Arlene Daniels, I see you. You get what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all, you know, just come in and support the homie. You get what I mean?
Appreciate
anybody else
y'all,
that's coming to support, we greatly appreciate that. Put a comment. I'll put it up there. Let him know you here and all that. So what got you into the music business, man? Like, what was the deciding factor that said, yo, this is something that I want to do?
Man, I mean, music has been in my blood. I've been in the studio with my dad since I was 3 years old,
Right.
probably before that, hell. But what really sealed the deal was when I was 13,
Yeah.
I drove up. Well, I got in the car with my dad. He went up to his brother's house and they started working on some stuff and they let a beat play and I liked it. I'm kind of, like nodding my head to it. I
Yeah.
don't know. I'm 13 years old. I'm an irrationally confident kid. So I'm
Right.
just like, I could ride a cool 16 over this. And they look at me like, okay. So they made a 7-Eleven run. I don't remember how long it took for them. I think I rode the 16 in about an hour, but they came back. I basically spit it to them, and their reaction was like they were blown away. So I'm like, oh yeah, I think this is what I want to do.
Definitely, definitely. And let me ask you this. Do you remember the first song? I mean, that's the first 16, but do you remember the first time you went into a studio and recorded a full song yourself?
Ooh, one of my own tracks. It was probably that one. It was
That
that
one?
one. That was my
Yeah.
own track. The
Yeah.
one that I wrote from scratch. Granted, my boy DJ Domino, shout out Uncle Domino.
Shout out DJ Domino. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He made the track. So, I pretty much just wrote over that, and then we never really finished it because I had my mind on other things at the time. Plus,
Right,
I'm
right.
13. You're not gonna get me to
Right,
focus on one thing for an extended amount of
right.
time.
I definitely understand now. Shout out to the homie Mike Epps. He just popped up on here.
My
NY
boy
Kelly, my
Mike.
boy. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure I'm shouting y'all out. Y'all out here supporting. I'm letting y'all know. I'm letting him know. And we showing love to you too. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody
Let
that
me
tuned in.
ask you this question, man. Like,
All right.
out of all the experiences that, out of all the things that you've experienced over time, like, what would you say really defines the artist that you are today?
Oh man. I would say at this point in my life, I'm kind of running with a chip on my so sh wow, shoulder because around this time last year, well, it was more so February 23, but I got my laptop completely just ganked from my car.
Wow.
So, yeah, and all my work, I didn't have anything backed up. It was just gone. So, I took some time, to develop that, to let that fuel
Sink
me.
in and yeah,
So, and
right.
honestly, I'm still doing it. That combined with a bunch of the life stuff that's been happening recently, I think is what's fueling me to go like 110% and get on my grind,
Right. Which is why you're on the grind live.
Yes,
Shameless
sir. Yes,
plug, but
sir.
I'm, you know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
It
It's, I
is.
think it's very important to figure out a way to turn the negative things that happen to you into a positive way, positive thing, right? And then utilize it to fuel you to do better. So, you know what I mean? To the people who stole the laptop, okay, you got it that time. The devil was working with you that day. But Restless Mark, it's about to go down. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to
Indeed.
really understand what's going on.
Indeed, most definitely.
What is a day in the life in the studio or Restless Mark? Do you have to have a specific do you have to have the studio look a certain way? Do you or you can just go in there and get to it? Like talk to me about, what that feeling's got to be like.
My process, I mean, I love that question. So I record pretty much by myself. I haven't recorded with people in the same room as me for a very long time, but I think that being by myself kind of just fuels me to get everything done and make sure that it's in a presentable way, like it's in a presentable manner for everybody else. I just like to get a cool little, I like recording in the dark. I'm not gonna lie. I like recording in the dark. I don't really like recording during the daytime. I don't know why, but I pretty much record whenever because it's my own studio. It's pretty much in my room. I do mastering and stuff. And I generally have like a list of things that I got to get done that I made the night before, if that makes sense. So I pretty much wake up knowing what I got to do, and then I get to it if I feel like doing it that day. And that's another thing that I'm working on because my energy for recording kind of does dwindle. But I still love it. And what drives me is the reactions from everybody, like everyone on my social media, whether it's my parents, but just knowing that I got people that want me to keep doing what I'm doing, that makes me keep going, honestly.
You know what? You know, when the motivation is not there, stay consistent, right? So as long as if you wake up and say, you know what, I don't feel like doing this today, I'm not motivated, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I know I got to stay consistent. You know, it's really no,
because you got people counting on you.
Right, because you got people counting on you. And then you got to, you know, I wake up every day knowing, you know what I mean, that I walk outside and I'm not doing it just for me. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's people dependent on me. So when you got that on your back, motivation is nothing but, you know, the icing on the cake, right?
Exactly.
You're going to get it done regardless. Mm-hmm. You're going to get it done. Producers, what type of producers are you working with? You know what I mean? Or do you have a specific producer do you work with exclusively?
Yeah, I do. Myself.
Okay.
I make my own beats. I mean, I do use loops from other people, but for the most part, when it comes to arrangement, like Infinity 2, that's all me. Infinity 2, that's all me.
That's a dope track.
All me.
That's a dope track. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a dope track. I might have to say.
I appreciate that.
I might have to holler at you like, yo, I need a beat.
Hey man, I got you. I got you.
My name's Shaw Cypher, literally because of, you know, rap. So, you know, I do this to help, you know, me, other people get their grind on it and try to provide a platform. But it started rapping. So, you know what I mean? Outside of that, like, you're the producer. So talk to me. Okay, let me ask you this then. What's different from Restless Mark the producer versus Restless Mark the artist? Does your ear change? Because you got to think about it for a minute. When you create a beat, right? Like, when you're creating a beat, you really focus on that sound. Like, you're trying to pinpoint, you're doing this and you're doing that, and you pulling these elements and you're really just trying to get to it. Now, when you're an artist, you don't really care about all that. You're just trying to figure out whether you can rap to the beat, and you just write in your verse and you're trying to put your lyrics. Your ear's different, right? You listen to it different. So talk to me, you know, from your perspective, like, does Restless Mark, the producer, get in the way of the writer sometimes, or vice versa, or you can separate the two?
They're always on the same page, always. Right. Now, my thing with making beats sometimes is what I'll do is I'll go into my DAW, you know, I'll just start making a beat, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. And initially, and this is what happened with Really Like That as well, the song before Infinity 2.
Right.
I'll just make the beat, you know, and I'll say, all right, so I'm gonna just like make this for somebody else or whatever. Someone else can do that. And then I'll just be going about my day, you know, just chilling. And then I just say a line. And I'll just be like, that might sound good over the beat that I just made. Let me keep writing. And then boom.
Yeah.
That's normally how my tracks happen. They're very rarely like planned out like that. I just get an idea and then I pretty much go from there, and I finished it pretty quickly, I'd like to say.
Yeah. I mean, that's dope. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's dope to have many hats in the business, right? So, you know, outside of the production part, outside of the writing part, you know, is there anything that you do on your own, you know what I mean, to kind of help push yourself? Like, for example, like you, I'm not a producer, but I record myself at home. Right. Like, I can record myself at home. I do all the graphics for my brands. You know what I mean? I interact a lot of the stuff. I figured out how to automate a lot of stuff. So although you're talking to me, you're talking to me quicker than the ability that I had previously, because I learned how to do some other stuff. Right. So I'm multitasking while still, you know, making sure that the people get what they need. Like, what other hats do you feel like you wear in this business?
Man, I'm my own photo editor. I'm my own, you know, director when it comes to like music videos, which I am getting into now. I'm my own photographer, but that came with lots of help from my boy Kali. I don't know if he's still in here, but I would not be, you know, the photos that I have up on my page right now, some of them are by myself, some of them are with him, but the ones that are by myself, that's, he still got his influence on that. He pretty much taught me everything he knows about photos, and I'm forever grateful for that. He's also going to be working on my next video. What else, man? What else? I'm my own A&R, obviously. I'm my
own production.
I do pretty much everything. Now there are some things that I gotta, you know, I gotta outsource. And I'm gonna keep doing that until I get the skills to do it on my own. Right. Like mixing and mastering. I think while I'm still good at that, there's, you know, I still have to, you know, improve.
Get it fine tuned.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it fine tuned. No, listen, I'm not good at mixing and mastering at all. I'm good at recording it and getting to a point where I know it sound dope from a raw perspective, and then letting the engineer do the rest of it. Right.
Yeah, like, pretty much. Yep.
I can make sure it's dope. Right. Like, I don't got no pops. I don't got no, you know what I mean? I don't got no air in between. Like, I can cut all. I can do the little edits.
Right.
Hey, now that I got it right, I'm gonna send it to you, and you turn it into a masterpiece. Right.
Right. Hey, but that's where it starts, though. I mean, I feel with being my engineer, Big Chris, that's the guy that worked on Really Like That. You know, I kind of just really watched him. Like, I really paid attention to what he was doing, the plugins that he was using. So I implemented that into Infinity 2. And that's not to say that I'm not going to work with him anymore, because he's a great guy. I would love to work with him again. But I think, you know, with working with engineers, you know, you kind of really got to pay attention to what they're doing so you can implement that and do it on your own.
Right. No, that's a fact. That's definitely a fact. But let's talk about Infinity 2. Give me the concept behind it, or tell the people the concept behind that track.
Yeah, man. So that was the first verse that you heard in that song. That was the first thing that I did after my laptop got stolen. So February 2023, it was months, man. I got a new laptop pretty much immediately, but I didn't make another beat for a long time. I didn't write for a long time. It was like 3-4 months or something like that. One day I just wrote this verse, the first verse, blah, 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 blah. And Infinity 2, it was already on SoundCloud, you know? So, but one on SoundCloud, it's still kind of like, it's not really up to date, you know? It was for the time. I wanted to make something timeless. And I feel like with that first verse, I really did that. I really had to dig deep. And I kind of just took the second verse in the part two. That was, you know, the first verse in the first verse.
Right.
That's not too confusing.
No. I definitely understand from, like I said, I'm an artist too. So I can definitely understand with that, you know, how that feels and all that. You know what I mean? Who influenced you in the business, man, in this game? Like, who do you look up to?
Man, musically, my father influences. I've always,
shout out,
you know,
to pops. Shout out to father.
Yeah, shout out to moms. You know, my pops, he is a producer. I'm actually a third generation producer. So I really just wanted to be like him. I wanted to take what they did and run with it. My mom has the greatest voice in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of take the singing from her. So she influences me there. When it comes to versatility, I would definitely say that I'm influenced by a Drake or like a Travis Scott. Travis from like the dark production style and just, you know, the whole evil kind of vibe. I really like that. From a production standpoint, definitely Dr. Dre, because, you know, I'm a West Coast kid myself. I can't not take any sort of inspiration from Dre. Somebody said a lyric the other day, I did it without Dre or whatever. If you're from the West Coast, you never did anything. without Dre.
Right.
So Dre, Kanye West, his creativity, not necessarily him as a person, just how creative he is, his vision, and how he seems to bring out the best in everybody he works with. I love it. I want to do exactly what he does, man. And yeah, there are a lot more influences, but those are pretty much the ones that I could think of off the top of my head.
That's dope. I want to show people something right now.
Okay.
Issue 85 of the Grime Report. You know what I'm saying? Which is a magazine that, you know, part of my platform that we have. I'm not just showing y'all this, to plug it. I'm showing y'all this because my man Restless Mark is featured in this magazine. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if you support the man Restless Mark, you can go to thegrindreport.com and you find this cover, this picture, right? And you'll be able to go ahead and purchase that, and it'll come directly to your house. You don't need to give us anything. You know what I mean? You sign up, you get your own information. We don't see none of that. I'm going to put the website up, or I'm going to scroll. It's going to be scrolling up. So go to grindreport.com. Go ahead and get that. Restless Mark is featured in it. I'm going to show y'all You know,
yes,
what I mean?
Sir. Shout out to Jay Hatch on the cover.
Shout out to the homie Jay Hatch. Now, the reason I put a lot of people, there's a lot of people who know Jay Hatch. And actually, if you in LA, he be doing producer series, you know, producer showcases and you know, series and things for producers. But the reason I put him on here is because he's been doing it for so long and very successful at it. He's built a brand about, you know, and speaking to Dr. Dre, he's managed one of his producers, you know what I'm saying? So
nice.
You know, it's somebody that's doing some things. So when people see him on a cover and anybody else that we put on a cover, you know, that, you know, the people inside will definitely get a, you know, get a boost and get a visual too. But if you didn't see that, you know what I mean, if you missed that, I'm gonna show you right now what that looked like up front, you know what I'm saying? The homie Restless Mark, I'm gonna bring it up on the screen so y'all can see what's going on. There he is, right there, featured. So did your homie, what did he say, Khalil? If I said it wrong, Kali. So did Kali do that picture too? That we got?
No, that's one of the ones that I took on my own. But I will say that he advised me, like he kind of gave me the location, and he told me just place the camera like this, step this far back, and then I just pretty much executed.
Yeah. So this is him inside the issue with a Grind Report. You know what I'm saying? So if you know, we got a whole bunch of different people inside of here, but Restless Mark is featured with us. So I wanted to make sure I show y'all, you know what I mean? The hard copies have come to you. You saw what it looked like. The quality is real crazy. So I can't wait for you to get your copies. But yeah, it's definitely a dope issue. And make sure y'all pay attention, you know, to the homie and things like that. So let me ask you this question.
We'll start
sharing right quick. I'm gonna ask you this question. Like, if you had the opportunity to change anything, and we asked you this in the magazine too, but if you had the chance, you know, or the opportunity to change anything about the music business today, what would that be and why?
Yeah, and I didn't know that this answer was going to get so tested as it has been. I wouldn't change the beefing or the competition aspect because, you know, that's always going to be a part of not just rap, but music, period. Everybody wants to be the one.
Right.
But what I would change is, and like you said, I touched on this in an interview, making decisions on the music based off of politics, because I feel like that's when the music suffers as a result. Like, okay, I'm going to do this song because this person, blah, 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 it'll give me a good grace. That ruins the music for me. Doing music for someone other than the fans, that's when the quality suffers as a result, in my opinion.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, we shouldn't be beefing or nothing like that. That's completely unattainable. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be making diss records or nothing like that.
Right.
Because as I said in the question, some of the greatest records in the history of records have been made out of pure animosity. As soon as you start, saying, oh, I'm not going to mess with him because this guy's my friend. Like, it's all about the music for me, man. It's all about the music.
And the music is important. Right. Like for me, I like to make sure people have substance. Right. Like, it's very important that, you know, the music that I listen to now, especially at my age, you know, that I'm able to relate to it, right? Like,
definitely,
I can talk about almost anything, but as long as I'm telling it my way, through my story, through my experiences, you'll relate, but you relate it from my perspective, right? So,
right,
it's just one of those things where, you know, it's important. What? I gotta think about this one for a second.
Okay,
What do you feel like is your biggest accomplishment you've achieved so far?
My biggest accomplishment? That's a good question. I would say just everything that I've been through, you know, still here, still making music. I mean, a lot of people would have just completely stopped and went into the real world or whatever after they got their laptop stolen. I think just all of the hits that I take, no matter how big they seem to be, I still get back up and I just keep doing what I do. With that being said, I don't think I would be able to say a specific instance.
Right.
Just the fact that I'm here still pushing despite everything that I have been through and despite everything that I am going through, I feel like that's a W in and of itself. Right. So that's what I would, that's my answer to that question probably.
Okay, so then the reverse, what do you feel like is the biggest opportunity or the biggest lesson you've learned?
You know, back up your files. Back up your files.
Yeah. Back up your files. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, back up your, that was definitely the big one for me.
yeah. No, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. You know, do you have any, like, you know, other singles that you're looking to put out? Or you know,
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay,
so when can we expect it?
I'm not gonna give a specific date just yet because I'm not sure when. But right. Because me and Kali, we chefing up some stuff, we working on some stuff, but
right.
Imminently, right, soon, right. Within the month type thing.
You talked about your support system early on, you know what I mean, in the interview here. Shout out to your family, your mom, your dad, Kali, you know what I'm saying? You'll talk about the support system you have, because it, you know, early on in the rap business, a lot of us don't really get that support system. Everybody's pushing us, you gotta go get a job, like, this thing's not what you're supposed to do. Someone, you know, I experienced that myself, right? So when you have a support system of family that's going to stand behind you in the decisions that you make for yourself, that's very important. So, you know, how has that been important for you?
Man, I wouldn't be here without my family, honestly. I mean, when I dropped out of school, you know, I didn't really go about doing that the right way.
Right.
You know, on the fact where I'm just kind of, you know, letting my parents know, you know, I'm doing this. I wasn't doing any of that. So that's on me. And they could have just completely cut me off from there, but they didn't. You know, they acknowledged that, you know, this wasn't necessarily the path for me, the schooling route. And they supported me and they said, I understand that this is not your path. You know, we will support you however you need to be. But just understand, you got to make it pop. And
right. It's your responsibility now.
Yes.
Right. You've made the decision.
Reality check. And yeah.
Right. And you got to live with that decision, and you got to maximize on that decision and then learn.
And I got to prove that I made the right decision.
Right. You only got to be right once. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't got to keep proving it. Once you proved it, that's it. Proof is right there. So you don't got to keep proving it. You know,
yes, sir.
So that's dope. Another question we like to ask on the Grind Live. What is your definition of grind?
My definition of grind is not being complacent. You know, I mean, like I said in the magazine, if you just, you know, making music just to make music, not trying to get better at it, not trying to add something to your arsenal, not trying to become more versatile, then you just existing, you just living, you know.
Right.
Grind is trying to be better than yesterday, no matter how good you were yesterday to me, you know. So I'm always trying to, you know, improve on something.
Right.
Because, you know, if you can't consistently evolve in a game that consistently evolves, your food. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what else are you looking to do, you know, in and outside the music business, right? So some people might say they want to open businesses, they want to start a clothing line, they want to be an actor. Like, you know, what is in the cards for you that you feel like you want to touch upon?
I think more imminently is the clothing brand. And that's another way that Kanye has kind of influenced me, Kanye and Travis, you know, because they're synonymous with their merch. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to bring in the same thing once I get established with my music first.
Right.
And I think I listed 50 as one of my influences on the magazine as well.
Yeah, you did. Yep.
Yeah. The reason for that is because, you know, he's got a multi-million-dollar black owned entertainment company, and he just finalized a studio. I want to do the same thing. I want to have my own production studio where people shoot music videos, movies, TVs, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple partnerships, you know, not necessarily with clothing brands, I would say, because I want to have my own.
Right.
But, you know, just multiple partnerships with brands that make sense for me and what I do and what I stand for. And just, that's about it. I definitely want to be like one of those rappers that's very like synonymous with sports, too. That's another thing that I'm very into. I definitely want to have my fingers on some kind of sports thing.
Yeah. I mean, you got people all across the industry that do it. Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? He got his own sporting brand. Kanye got his own sporting, you know, imprint. You get what I'm saying? So
yes.
You got a couple people that's really into sports. If they don't necessarily have like a sports agency, they're a part of a sports club, right? Like, you know, this is Usher, part of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice to see us do things like that to make it, you know, so we feel like it's achievable. Right.
Oh yeah, man. It's
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nice to see us do it, to see, you know, and not, you know, be looked at like, yo, you, all you can do is either play basketball, be a doctor, or sell drugs. Right. Like, that's you know, that's
not the case.
No, that's not the case. Nope. We can be the president of the United States too.
Exactly.
You know,
but that's the thing. We have to put our minds to it. I feel like we've only been exposed to those athletes, rappers, and kingpins, and that's the only thing that we think that we can do.
Well, my, you know, mindset's very important, right? Like, you know, mindset is very important. And if you can change your mind, you can change your, you know, you can change your life,
your environment,
environment, things like that. You know what I mean? How do you feel like you're going to be a game changer as you, you know, proceed through life?
Man, I just want to be somebody that pushes boundaries with music. I want to be somebody that, you know, changes the game when it comes to, like, from a fashion standpoint or from a business standpoint, even from an independent artist standpoint, because my intention isn't necessarily to sign with a major label. And I get that that's, you know, that's a big thing that everybody wants. They want a deal type thing. I kind of want to stick this independent thing out, you know, and see how far I can take this thing, and probably hopefully I could be the greatest independent artist ever.
Listen, man, now we are in a y'all still tuned in. I see y'all put some comments in there. Let me know y'all still, you know, you still tune in with us. You know, we in an era right now where we have so many different platforms and different ways to get your music out there without necessarily needing a major label to do it for you, right?
Right.
Before, the major label was the plug. So you had to either know somebody, and you still do. Relationships are very important. You either had to know somebody, or you had to be, you know, part of that particular label, and or have the, who was the plug of getting that music on vinyl, on cassette tapes, on radio, and CDs and things like that. Now, streaming platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, all these different platforms are available for people to see your music and hear your music, whether it's the full song, right? Online radio stations, for example, Power 107.6 The Truth, our station, right? That we got Infinity 2 playing on. Stuff like that is available now. All you got to do is find a way to maximize it as much as possible. So from an independent perspective, it's a lot of work being independent, because you got to be consistent with it, and you got to stay on top of it. You got to still know the business, but it's easier to do it now than it was back then. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's definitely, you know, very important. Arlene out here telling, saying we both sharing knowledge. Yeah, definitely. Listen, I don't know how old Restless Mark is, but listen, I came from a environment when the game is sold and not told, right? You had to pay somebody, you had to know somebody in order to get the information you need. Nobody you was did. Getting us nothing, right? So now that I came from that environment, I'm telling everything. This is the part of this, I'm snitching on the game right now.
Because I want to see everybody succeed.
Right. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is the type of shit you snitch on. Like, when people need to, yo, don't go over there and sign like that, because this is what that's going to do to you. Like, don't do this. Like, yo, you need to go to this platform. This is what they do. Listen, the information's out there. It's already, all you got to do is search for it. And a lot of times, what people don't understand, and, you know, just to keep it 100 with you, is if you go search for the information, it's there for you. You just got to go read it. Right. Like, go read it. Go learn about it. You know, people want it the easy way. So for you, I don't feel like you want it the easy way. You've been grinding. You know what I'm saying? You're your own producer. Right. You're your own artist. You're your own video, you know, director. You know what I mean? You're your own, manager, so to speak, PR, things like that. So you putting yourself out there. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So it's very important to do that. Right. So, like I said, when you're not motivated, stay consistent, you know. So I put your Instagram at the bottom so people would know who's on here. If you don't know how to follow him, that's how you follow them. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
on Instagram, but what other social media can we find you on?
Man, I got the video for Infinity 2 dropping on my YouTube, Restless Mark, same thing as Instagram. My Threads is on my Instagram page. I use that as Twitter because, you know, I don't enjoy Twitter at all.
I mean, we're streaming on it right now. People tuned in, but, you know, that's really about it. You know what I mean? Okay. So shout out to all my Twitter people.
Tight. But that's pretty much it. I don't have a Twitter or anything like that. Just Instagram, right. Threads, Spotify. I mean, Restless Mark, Apple Music, obviously. Right. And that's about it.
Right. It's the song Infinity 2 on streaming platforms right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all go check that out on Spotify. Stop playing.
Video dropping tonight, 12 a.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. West Side time.
Oh, man. I wish I knew that. We would have just played it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we would have had to push this out. Like, yo, we need to reschedule this interview because we won't play this video. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we'll support, you know what I mean? You put it out there on the social medias. You know what I'm saying? We'll put it in the stories and all that good stuff and make sure we support you on that. You know what I mean?
Sir, appreciate that.
Out here doing it. Listen, man, any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Yeah, I want to shout out everybody that listens to my music, man. I love y'all more than I love myself, really, man. Right. Everybody that fucks with my music. I want to shout out my parents. I love you guys. I wouldn't be here without you guys. Obviously, you guys are my motivating factor every single day. I want to shout out my boy Mike from New York. Shout out my boy
New York. Yeah. Sir.
I want to shout out Kali, you know, for being, you know, pretty much my advisor at this point.
Right.
I definitely wouldn't be here without none of y'all, and I love all y'all from the bottom of my heart.
Definitely.
I want to shout out to the Grind Report. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, definitely. The Grind Report, you know what I mean? We got to have you back in the future, you know what I mean? Catch up with what you got going on and things like
Most
that.
Definitely.
Get you doing an interview on a radio station, right? So we can play the songs on the radio station with you. We already got it in rotation, but still, we want to get you on a radio station and do some other things with you. Make sure y'all go pick up again the Grind Report, issue 85, Jay Hatch on the cover.
Oh, I got shout out Jay Hatch.
Jay Hatch on the cover. Restless Mark is in there. He's in the magazine. You get what I'm saying? So
yes, sure.
A lot of people, my next couple interviews are all people in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We're going to show them love too. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I appreciate you tuning in with us. And you know, any last things you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Man, like I said, man, Infinity 2 video dropping tonight. And keep on the lookout.
Definitely keep on the lookout. I'm gonna look out for that video. I'm gonna stop playing. I'm gonna play it. And we gonna keep it moving. You already know what it is. If y'all missed this, go to YouTube, hit rewind. It was live. You can play it over or wait for the streaming platforms to get it. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. We will have the audio on there soon. And all that like good that. Stuff. The replay. And you'll be able to listen to it no matter where you are, where you at, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll talk to you soon. Shaw Cypher, Restless Mark on the Grind Live. Salute, people.